The cameras are particularly favored in communities with heavy police interaction, like the south side of Providence. That's where a string of complaints about the use of excessive force were reported last year. Vianeya Nunez is a resident here. She says she's thankful to have the police watch the neighborhood, but she doesn't trust them to always report what happens in interactions with residents.
They report what's convenient for them, not all cases, of course.
For this reason, Nunez says the cameras are a good idea.
If they have a camera, you can see everything that happens from beginning to end.
Jim Vincent is head of the NAACP. He says the cameras could help bridge a history of distrust between communities of color and the police.
I think that anything that shows exactly what's happening from the police as well as the community's vantage point will go a long way in helping solve some of the contention between the two groups.
But the NAACP and other supporters of the cameras say they take issue with police plans for using the footage. Marcela Betancourt is a policy associate with the ACLU of Rhode Island and a vocal critic of the current camera policy. Betancourt says the policy is too narrow when it comes to releasing the footage.
If any of the shootings that occurred in the past couple of years would have occurred here in Providence, as it stands, the policy, no one in the public would have had access to that footage and the body cameras.
Current policy doesn't provide any guidelines for when camera footage should be released to members of the public. As it stands, officers would be able to see the footage if it involved a trial they were being asked to testify in. But for residents, footage would be released on a case-by-case request under Rhode Island's Access to Public Records Act, a process which could take time.
Individuals that either are affected by the footage or family members of any deceased person should be able to have access to the footage as well.
Betancourt and the ACLU are also critical of the fact that officers are not required to have the cameras on at all times. Under the proposed policy, they are only required to turn them on under certain circumstances, like when they suspect someone of participating in illegal activity or they're in a car chase. Sergeant Robert Boehm is head of the Providence Fraternal Order of Police, the police union. He argues keeping the cameras on for every interaction might hamper policing.
Whether it be my neighbor plays loud music at 10 o'clock at night all the way to, I know, a drug house, they're going to be reluctant to come to us if we have these cameras on. And that is a concern, especially if they feel or think or know, if it ever came out, that we have these cameras on 24/7.
Boehm says he's open to anything that will bolster community relations, but says cameras shouldn't be a substitute for having more officers in a neighborhood.
If you hire the proper people, you give them the proper training, you put them in the community, and you build the community's trust, then these things are not needed.
Right now, Boehm says the Providence Police Force is underfunded for training and equipment. He says the department bought the cameras anyway, at a time when resources are tight.
It's coming at a time where the city says that they, you know, have to take a second look at our pensions. It comes at a time where we had negotiations and they said, you know, we can't give you this or that because they have no money.
The city of Providence won a $300,000 matching grant from the U.S. Department of Justice for the purchase, but the full costs of running the program remain unclear. Police were originally told by the administration they would have to bring on 3 additional employees to manage footage. That number has now gone down to 1. During a 2-month pilot in 2016, only 2 requests were made for footage. There's no estimate of how many requests for video will be made once 250 officers are equipped with the gear. Providence Police Chief Colonel Hugh Clements says accounting for cost is all part of the process. And besides the cost, he says he understands other concerns about the program, like the ACLU and the NAACP's criticism of the department's current policy for the cameras.
Hey, look, we change policies all the time. Right now, we think this policy is solid, and if there needs to be a change for a positive reason somewhere down the line, we will absolutely keep that door open.
The Providence Police Department is one of the biggest in New England to incorporate body cameras, and other cities will be keeping their eyes on the rollout. Himana Kandi, Rhode Island Public Radio.